Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. Just let us know what that need is, and we'll lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the help that you need. We just want to lift you up before the Lord. So you don't even have to tell us who you are when we call or text in. Just give us an opportunity to pray for you. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you this day for your love and grace and mercy. We thank you for your blessings upon us. We pray that you would bless our listeners this morning, that you would strengthen and encourage them by your word. Lord, we would strengthen and encourage them as they call in with their prayer requests and their needs. Lord, that you would move with power and might in their lives. And Lord, they would experience you in all your goodness and all your fullness. And Lord, that you would glorify yourself in their lives and that your glory would shine through them. And Lord, that your light would shine through them. And people would see how you have worked in their lives and give glory to your name. Lord, we pray that you would be exalted in all things. And ask this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into the Word of God, we always like to get into, or before we get into prayer, we always like to get into the Word of God to get our hearts settled and ready for prayer. And we've been talking this week about things that happened after Jesus' resurrection and before his ascension. And today we're going to look at the miraculous catch of fish. And I want to preface this. This is in John chapter 21. I'm going to preface this with a little story. This is a story that it's actually based on a true story. I actually read it in a Raymond Chandler novel. Raymond Chandler is a writer of private detective novels, famous writer of private detective novels. And he included this little story in one of his novels. I don't know if it's Raymond Chandler. It might have been Dashiell Hammett. One of those two guys. It was either Dashiell Hammett or Raymond Chandler. One of the two talked about this story. And but it was based on, they had read it in a newspaper article, and they included it in one of their books. And the story goes of a man who was walking down the street one day, and this man was, I believe, an insurance salesman. He had a nice, comfortable life. He had a wife, two children, seemed very happy and content, went to work every day, came home every night, there with his family, a responsible, you know, upstanding young man, parent or father, middle-aged man. And one day he just disappeared. Just completely disappeared. And people were obviously very concerned, you know, they think, did he, you know, become fall prey to foul play? Had something happened to him? Had he been murdered, but they never found a body? They never found anything. He just disappeared one day. Didn't come home from work. And so eventually his family hired a private detective. And after several years, he was discovered. He had lived in California. They discovered him in Seattle, Washington. He had remarried, had a new wife, had another baby or two, and was working, selling insurance in an insurance agency. In other words, living the life pretty much he lived before. And they asked, what happened? Why did you disappear? Why did you just suddenly go off and leave your family and home life? Were you unhappy? And he said, no, I wasn't unhappy. He said, but one day I was walking to work. And as I was walking to work, I was passing a construction site and a steel beam fell and it landed right in front of me. not a foot away. And I realized I could have been killed. And I began to think about my life and what had I done and what had I accomplished in my life. And I realized that I had just settled. I hadn't done anything. And I decided I just needed to break away. I needed to go off and leave my old life behind and start something new and do a new life and, you know, do all the things that I hadn't done before. The irony is, just a few years later, he ended up in exactly the same life he had been living before. Married, with kids, selling insurance. Living a nice, safe, comfortable life. And in the story, the writer, either Dashiell Hammett or Raymond Chandler, can't remember which one it was, said when Beams fell, he adjusted his life accordingly. And when Beams stopped falling, he adjusted back. Something happened that shook up his life. And he thought, I have to change everything because of this. But then that thing stopped happening so much. And what he found is he just kind of reverted back into his old ways. I tell that story in preface to John 21 because it tells us about a little bit about what's happening in this story. Jesus has already appeared to the disciples twice. So they've already seen the resurrected Jesus. They've gone through the crucifixion. They've seen him resurrected. They've seen him in the upper room. He's appeared to them a couple of times. So they know, they understand that he's been resurrected. And he's going to appear to them now a third time. In John 21, it says, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. And he called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. And he said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. And the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. And none of the disciples dare ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. And he goes on in this story to reinstate Peter. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But here's the significance of the story. Here they are. They're out fishing. Now, remind you, what had Jesus told them to do, right? Right before he's commissioned them and told them to, you know, spread his story, tell others, to continue his work. He's not yet probably at this point given the Great Commission, but he's, you know, he's fulfilled what he said he would do. He said he was going to die and be resurrected, and they've saw him crucified. Now they've seen him resurrected. You would think that this would be important news to be spreading around to other people. You would think that this would be life-changing and life-altering. That this would turn their world upside down. And in some ways it did, but when we find them, what are they doing? They're doing the same thing they were doing before Jesus found them. They were fishing. Remember Jesus' call to Peter? Peter's there fishing with his brother, and Jesus called him and said, hey, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they left everything to follow Jesus, to become fishers of men. But after Jesus dies, and now they've seen him resurrected, they're right back to fishing again. They're right back to leading their old life. They've just underwent the most dramatic, amazing thing that ever happened. They've witnessed the greatest event in history, and they're out in a boat fishing. You'd think this might spur them on to go and tell and proclaim everywhere, Jesus is alive. He's been resurrected. We have seen him. He's appeared to us. Go gather everybody who followed him. Let everybody know. Let's tell, spread the word. Nope. Fishing. It's so easy to fall back into our old life. It's so easy to fall back into our old routines. God comes and he shakes us up and he changes us and he transforms us. And we think nothing's ever going to be the same again. But if we're not careful, it's very easy for things to become exactly the same. For us to simply fall back into the same old life. It's very easy to just become that which we were. It's hard to maintain change. It's hard to continue to be the transforming people that God calls us to be. But it's not impossible. As we'll see, as we know from their history, they do indeed change. And eventually they break out of those old routines. And they do become people who go out and transform the world through their witness to Jesus Christ. But it didn't happen immediately, right? It was easy for them to fall back into the old life that they were living. And it's easy for us too. We need to be vigilant. That we don't fall back into old habits, don't fall back into old sins, don't fall back into old patterns that God has broken us free from. To be the new people and live as new people. As Paul says, let us live up to what we have already obtained. Let's not go back, but let's move forward. Becoming the life-transforming and life-transformed people God has made us and called us to be. It is the prayer closet, 419-389-0893, and got a couple of prayer requests in, so let's jump in. And had a listener just call in asking for prayer for a friend of theirs who's in the hospital, struggling with some mental health issues, and is in need of prayer. Lord, we want to lift this listener's friend up to you, their best friend who's now in the hospital right now and struggling, Lord, with some mental health issues. Lord, we pray for your hand to be upon him. And Lord, we pray that you would help him and heal him. Lord, you would help bring peace to his mind and to his spirit and to his soul. And Lord, that you would remove any anxiety and worry and fear and other things that have contributed to this mental breakdown to, Lord, that you would lift those burdens off him as he turns to you, Lord, that you would replace those with a spirit of peace and a spirit of joy and a spirit of calm. And Lord, that you would minister in this time. And Lord, through this time in the hospital, we pray that you would minister to his heart and his spirit. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen. And another listener writing in asking simply, please pray for me. Lord, we do lift this listener up to you as they seek prayer, Lord, and are asking for prayer. You know the needs, Lord. You know what this request is for, why they're in seeking prayer. And so, Lord, we lift that into your hands and into your care and pray that you would work your work in this person's life, that they would experience you in the fullness and in the joy that you desire for them to, that your power be made manifest in their life, that you would strengthen and encourage them, and, Lord, that they would experience you in a powerful and a fresh and a new way today. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request throughout the day, You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. And there's folks here who'd be happy to pray with you. You can also email or text your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button to get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless everybody. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.